Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a very funny comedian who now co-hosts the podcast Handsome. Please welcome back to the Late Show, the very handsome Tig Notaro. Hello, Tig. Tig, always good to see you. How are you doing?
Doing okay.
You seem less than thrilled. What's going on?
Well, honestly, I am sick of your bull.
Get in line. What do you mean this time, Tig? What have I done to you?
Well, I don't know, Stephen. August 22nd, I started my podcast.
Handsome, great podcast.
Thank you. It's three handsome co-hosts.
Yes, you, and Fortune Feimster, and May Martin.
That's right. And then, crowd goes mild. And and then, I don't know, Stephen, a couple of weeks later, you start a podcast with three handsome co-hosts?
It's Strike Force Five. There are five of us.
Right, but only three of you are handsome.
Touche. Touche, maestro.
Too gay.
How did you, May and Fortune come together for Handsome? Why'd you call it Handsome?
Well, I mean, okay, we're all three stand-ups and friends, and we wanted to have a ridiculous time, which we do. And handsome, it's a fluid word, you know?
Sure, like you can say a handsome man or a handsome woman, you could say that, yeah.
A handsome architecture.
Sure.
A handsome suit.
So, yes.
And then also the obvious, why we call it handsome.
You know? Right.
We're all very handsome.
You are. Yes. You are very handsome. Striking.
Striking.
Quite striking. Now, we're coming upon Thanksgiving.
We are.
And are you a fan of this holiday?
It is hands down my favorite holiday.
What is it about it you enjoy?
Well, I mean, I love the typical thing of getting together with friends and family. I, of course, love spending it with you every year.
Sure.
And some people believe that we spend Thanksgiving together.
How is that not believable? I can imagine you passing me the potatoes.
Yeah. I can imagine passing you potatoes.
Yeah, sure.
Like a sack of potatoes.
I'll tell you what I really want to talk about in terms of Thanksgiving and the meal is that I know you're a vegan, and mm-hmm. a lot of vegans have like a kind of tricks to make things super tasty. You know,
yeah.
Some people put like, you know, yeast on things to kind of like fake cheese and stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah.
What is that? I was given this with little explanation.
Okay.
What is that?
This is my own creation, and it's something I Well, I started making this because when our family became vegan, I was that typical person, nervous that, oh, we're not going to get enough nutrition, or how are we going to get our protein? So I made this concoction to put in savory foods. And then, so when I go to people's houses for dinner or parties, I always bring it. And then somebody was like, what is it called?
Stop. You go to someone else's house for dinner and you go, I brought my own flavor, thanks. This is why we don't have Thanksgiving together. No. You show up. That takes some huevos rancheros, my friend, to show up with your own spices. Let's taste this. Let's taste this
right now. With my own unmarked jar. Well,
right,
what
exactly.
I call it, though, is just off the cuff, I said, oh, it's called dyke dust.
May I?
It might turn you gay.
What would you put? I'm ready.
Yeah, all right.
I'm ready. You know?
Yeah,
it's an adventure.
Yeah,
what should I be having this on?
Well, like avocado toast, pasta, pizza, salad, anything, I already said, anything savory, Stephen. Right in the smacker. Go on.
That's nice. It's kind of a little nutty, a little crunchy.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But you're not supposed to eat it out of the palm of your hand.
What am I supposed to eat it on?
Something savory.
Are you suggesting that Stephen Colbert isn't delicious? That's lovely.
Did you like it?
That's really lovely. Yeah. I don't think you should. I'm not sure if you're going to get to the whole market with the name Dyke Dust. We came up with some other names for this.
Okay.
Do you want to try any of these?
I don't have my glasses. Oh, hetero flakes? I mean, why
I like,
hetero?
I like what?
Hetero. You
just
have
put two
everything.
Labels. You have the whole market. You got dyke dust, and then right next to it, have the exact same thing and call it hetero flakes. And then you get the entire market. They don't know. They don't know.
They don't know.
I was thinking maybe Tig Sprinkles.
Tig Sprinkles.
I can't believe it's Nataro. Or LGBTQ human. No? You want some? It's really good. No?
Wait, wasn't there one more?
Sexy Sand.
Oh.
Wasn't as good. That's why I didn't say it.
That's why you didn't say it.
See?
Okay. Well, what's your favorite?
Of these?
Yeah.
I can't believe it's Nataro. All right. You've been traveling around on your Hello Again tour. Do you ever take your kids? You've got two twins.
I have two twins.
I mean, one. That's two twins. You say you have.
Well, you just say twins because people add up that there's two.
Fair. She's firm but fair, folks.
I do have two twins, I don't take them on tour. Sometimes they'll go with me, and I happen to have a show there. But we don't like. They're in school. They have a life. But I did have a show. It was a vegan charity event, and it was a matinee show. And I thought, well, this is perfect. My sons have never seen me do stand up. And so we pack up the family and drive down the road in L.A. to my show. And my wife is there, and they're in the audience.
And they've never seen you do it before.
Never seen me do it. And they're seven. And then I didn't account for the fact that my children would be heckling me. And I was telling, because I talk about them all the time in my stand-up, and so I was telling a story, and then just out of the darkness, this little voice is like, no, you didn't. I was like, oh, my gosh, that is my son, Max. And
Is he right?
Well, no, I wasn't lying or anything, but he had a different memory or interpretation of what happened. And he just kept interrupting me, and I had to tell the audience, I was like, my sons are here, and they've never seen me do stand-up before. And it was, it's like, as I drove home, I was like, of course they were going to interrupt. Well, my son Finn, he was crouching with embarrassment because Max was calling me out on everything.
Do you steal? Because I steal jokes from my kids. Are your kids funny? Do they have jokes?
They're so funny. My son, They're funny in different ways. Max is very into jokes and words, and he writes songs, and he writes commercials, and he writes jokes. And we were driving in Colorado last year when they were six, and there was a pumpkin that had been smashed on the road. And I'm driving. They're in their little car seats, and I said, oh, my God, there's a pumpkin in the road. And Max chimes in from the back seat, and he says, after I said, oh, my God, there's a pumpkin in the road, he says, you mean, oh, my gourd. He said, pumpkins are gourds.
Tig, as always, it's a joy to have you here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You can find her upcoming tour dates on TigNotaro.com, and you can listen to Handsome wherever you get your podcasts. Tig Notaro, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.